Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm John Batchelor, immediately to my good friend of many decades, Simon Constable. He is in the south of France. He's in paradise. He writes for the Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other distinguished publications. He also reports to me about the prices, commodity prices in Europe, because that is part of the larger story right now in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean basin, in the EU, certainly in trade negotiations between all these major continents, the North American continent trading with the European continent, European and North American trading with the Asian continent, especially East Asia. We begin, however, with the good news, climate. Simon, I report to you that it is promising to be a sunny and mild day in the low 80s in New England. My lupin are in glory all across my garden. The lilies are growing apace, very large. I have some 4-foot lilies already, but the flower hasn't emerged. They're big. They're oriental lilies. They open to the heavens. The irises are in glory, weeks behind yours, but they're here. So are my begonias. Begonias are opening up, and I planted some new hydrangea that promised to be 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide in a few years, as some of my other hydrangeas. These are known especially as pink-red hydrangeas, the color of a pomegranate. They're called pomegranate hydrangea. So over to you, oh paradise liver. How does the garden grow in what I hear to be French rain? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Yes, it's been raining very hard today. A lot of it just coming down, gush, gush, gush. It's been doing that. I took Juno out for a walk. It had to be in the rain because that's when she wanted the walk. Went there, went back, and that's okay. The garden is liking the water. We've had some very hot weather the last few weeks, and that's, you know, that means that the water evaporates. And so to get another load from the sky is actually very, very helpful. On the flowers front, we've got some very large daisies instead of the tiny ones that typically get on a lawn, these are big ones. The flower is about the size of a silver dollar. If you go back to the 1960s, you'll know exactly what size that is. We also do have hydrangeas, and they seem to be doing okay. They do need a lot of water every day, seemingly every minute sometimes when it gets very, very hot. That's nice. The irises here are long gone. Now they're basically letting seeds off, which means we'll probably have irises in the lawn quite soon, in the early new year. Anyway, that's what's been going on. It's very nice. I spent a day in Toulouse yesterday, and that was delightful, and the people were delightful. So, you know, I got no complaints.
Toulouse is the big town nearest you, correct?
Yes, it's very big. It's about 1 million people.
And did you notice anything irregular about people shopping or queuing up for gasoline, or was it business as usual?
Business as usual at the moment, continuing that way. I went by train, so, you know, and the center of the city doesn't have gas stations or anything like that. But I haven't seen that happening at all at the moment, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen. When the prices are going up and down to basically say, okay, we're at a shortage now, we'll put the price up, we've got an excess now, we'll put the price down. That's a normal thing in a capitalist system, which I'm living in.
One more detail, because we learned earlier, Lyra the puppy has spent the night with the vet. What is the challenge?
The challenge is she seems to be very very sort of floppy at the moment, so wondering if she's eaten something wrong or maybe she just got too hot in the last few weeks. We're not really sure about it, but the vet is looking at it and seeing what's going on. She's not really sure at all. This is a very young, fit, or was a very young, fit dog, and hopefully she survives and comes back all bouncy.
I have confidence, but I look forward to that happy conclusion. Well, yep. Simon, what we have here is, and oh, one more thing, the color of green around you. We're early springtime here, and the green is that soft yellowy green that's delightful. It means the leaves have just been burst out. What is the color of green you're dealing with? Are you darkening green now?
No, not darkening green. It's basically what you described as well. Very, very similar. We also have some very high grass, which is basically used for hay.
Right.
Maybe it's about 5 feet high, and that's very light at the moment. It's sort of looking like it's a field full of corn, which it isn't.
Can you see the mayflies, the pollen flying through the air when you walk?
Not at the moment. We're seeing a lot of insects, but not any mayflies at all.
Now we turn to the business at hand, which is the commodities in Europe. We begin with energy. There is an unstable picture now, Simon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. The negotiations are non-transparent. However, with remarks of these last days, it does not look like a straightforward solution to reopen, either by the U.S. Navy to reopen for Iran or Iran to reopen for the world. What are the prices telling us right now? Which direction are they going? Because I've heard some dire warnings.
And quite rightly, you've heard dire news on this. Brent crude stands out as pretty good at the moment. It's only $95 per barrel, and that's down 8.2% over the last month. Now, remember, it was over $110 per barrel, so this is quite a significant fall. I don't expect that to last long unless this war comes to an end and the Strait of Hormuz opens freely. We've got TTF, which is the European price for electricity. It's based on the natural gas price. It's now €49 per megawatt hour. That's up 3%. It's edging up and up and up. And I know that we're going to have a shortage of natural gas all the way through in Europe because of the Strait of Hormuz. Natural gas in America is looking pretty good at $3.24 per unit, and that's up 17%. So it's even happening in America. Gold, moving on to the metals, gold is still below $5,000 per troy ounce. That's down 1.6%, which is negligible, really. Silver is up 1.3% at $74 per troy ounce. And here's the really good news, though. Copper is $6.51, and that's up 10% over the last month. That is a sign that the world economy is doing well. They're buying copper to build things like data centers and for housing that needs electricity in it. So that's a very, very good sign. The others don't seem to be that good, or if maybe nothing in some cases. Soybeans, $11.47 per bushel. That's down 4%. Wheat is down 5% at $5.86 per bushel. And corn, which needs a lot of fertilizer, and it's $4.27 per bushel. And that's down 8% on the last month. And I suspect that that's because people can't afford the fertilizer at the moment, a lot of it comes out of the Strait of Hormuz. So that is a bit of bad news on the bottom of it.
I mentioned, Simon, one, gold is now, according to the FT, advancing to be the safe haven, not the dollar anymore, gold. And that would explain some of its strength at near 5,000 and staying there. I also mentioned that the price of Brent crude is a price for Eurasia. The price here is West Texas. But the report yesterday in the Financial Times last night was that there's reason to concern yourself about the price because we've been using the reserves in the U.S., the stored reserves, and China's been using its reserves. Japan's been using its reserves. We all saved up for a rainy day. Well, the rain is here in France, but it's everywhere in the future. So there's expectation in the oil futures market that we could see a charge towards that 120 number again in these next weeks, unless and until the Strait of Hormuz is solved. I also mentioned, Simon, 24 hours ago, the OECD is reporting that unless the Strait of Hormuz is solved by, and then they gave a date, it could be July 30th, it could be August 30th, sometime soon, unless it's solved, they're going to downgrade all economies, including the European economies and the American economies and the Asian economies, all to be downgraded. That'll hit Mother Britain very hard because there's no way to defend yourself from that scale of a markdown. So what, and we'll probably observe a similar spike in some of the commodities, which will become rarefied for competition. Now, Simon, this is gloomy news ahead for all of these economies. Yours in Europe, mine here in North America. And I report to you because I talked to Jerusalem yesterday. There is no obvious solution. It is the opinion of think tanks in Israel that the attacks along the northern border by Hezbollah are part of a Iranian thinking that keeps the Straits of Hormuz unsolved. That by demanding that Israel no longer defend itself from the missile and anti-tank and harassment and drone attacks by Hezbollah, by demanding that Israel withdraw from Lebanon and stop defending itself, that is guaranteed that the Iranians will not come to terms on the Strait of Hormuz. It's not good news, Simon. I just mentioned
that is not good news at all. One would hope that everyone would see sense and move away from it and just say, well, look, right, this is going to be over now. I don't think it will, though. I think you're absolutely bang on accurate there.
We go to some other very less than good news back in England when we come back, because there's politics in the field. There's also tragedy. Simon Constable in the south of France, gentle French rain. And John Batchelor in southern New England, gentle sunshine. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.